to What's on Your Mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. You can get a hold of the studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to go to our Facebook or our Twitter page, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Go to the website. That'll take you everywhere you need to go. It is time for Trooper Talk, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any questions or comments from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, joining us, Sergeant Thomas Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. He is the safety officer, safety and education officer with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Tom, welcome back to the program.
Yes, thanks for having me on.
Sergeant Iverson, what's your biggest frustration as the safety and education officer for the Highway Patrol? What are we as the motorists not doing that well these days?
Well, there's a few things out there. It's kind of hard to limit it down to one, but some of our key points that we've been driving home forever is drinking and driving. Definitely a big focus. Seatbelts, people wearing their seatbelts. We're still not seeing the compliance rate that we want with our seatbelts. We want that to be higher, and we need the help of the public to be more cooperative and wearing their seatbelts, refusing to drink and drive, refraining from those activities. And then, of course, now we're getting into our winter driving season. We already went through one good snowstorm where it gave us a heck of a battle out there out on the roads. And, we expect those things, and we're ready for them. We can deal with them, people going in the ditch and things. But just a friendly reminder that, once that snow starts flying, we need to take extra precautions when we're traveling out there.
What about texting, Tom? I still see people texting everywhere when they're driving, and some of those numbers come back that it's even more dangerous than drinking and driving in a lot of cases.
You know what? Absolutely. That is a big national topic.
Everybody's doing it.
Well, yes, you can make that argument. It's been big time in the national scene as far as texting and driving. Also in North Dakota, we're hitting it hard with enforcing those laws with people that are out there texting and driving. It is very dangerous. The amount of time that you take your eyes off the road to glance at a text, to read a text, you're going to roughly travel the approximately 100 yards, so the length of a football field. We all want to close our eyes for that 3-4 seconds and just drive down the road. But if you're texting, you're virtually just closing your eyes and not really paying attention. So it's something that we need to take seriously out there.
Is there anything different we can do to prevent some of that? I know there's the education side of that, but from an enforcement side, it seems like that's one of the harder things to try to enforce.
It is very hard to enforce. Sometimes maybe you'll see a vehicle that's weaving on the road. The officer will kind of key on that and pay attention to it, maybe sneak up toward them, maybe get into the left lane or something, and can possibly see if they're texting. But it is something that, with our patrol cars, we're a little bit further down. It's not like in a semi where you can kind of see down into a vehicle. It's something that's hard to enforce, but we need to stay actively aggressive with it as an agency and other law enforcement agencies across the state, too, and making sure that it stays a hot topic and that we are given the attention it deserves.
Ask our listeners if you have any frustrations, any concerns you want to share. Perfect opportunity to talk directly with Sergeant Thomas Iverson on our Trooper Talk edition of What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Or you can email your questions to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We got an off-air call we'll get to in a moment, a question about the rules for truckers, especially in the beet harvest. And any off-air calls, if you just want to get in a quick question while you're driving and listen for your answer, you can call 855-200-1776, press 1, and leave a message. Let's go to Todd in Bismarck for our first question for Sergeant Thomas Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Go ahead, Todd.
Good morning, Sergeant Thomas. I have a question about, I notice it a lot up on Highway 2. I have a commercial license and commercial driver, but I notice the troopers getting in the passing lane, the left lane, and slowing down 5-10 miles an hour below the speed limit. And then when they come up on another car doing similar speed, they'll sit there causing a backup miles, I guess, behind me. I see it throughout the summer here, at least every other week or so, and I'm assuming it's off a lot more, and I've also seen on I-94 between Dickinson and Bismarck. What would be the reason for that, or is it just why would they be causing a backup is my question.
Yep, no, I definitely understand the concern. This has come up before, and it is a valid, you know, valid complaint, I guess. But, you know, there's a few different reasons that they could be over in that left lane, whether they're paying attention to the vehicle that's in front of them or preparing to make that cut across the median. A lot of times,
this is going on for 15, 20 miles, and there is no vehicle in front of them at that speed.
I mean, yeah.
People slow down because they're afraid to pass them in the right lane, or else they'll come up on a vehicle and they'll match that speed and hold this for 10, 15, 20 miles. You're going across Highway 2 there, and all they're doing is backing up traffic. And there is people getting irritated and looking for that opportunity to try to zip in out of traffic. It seems like they're creating a problem.
Tom, is that a case where troopers are looking for speeders coming in the oncoming lanes on the other side?
You know what? That is, you know, part of the reason that we do kind of travel in that left lane is you can, it makes it much easier to look for speeders that are coming. You know, you kind of have an angle of your radar gun that's coming there, but I don't want to make it sound like I'm making any excuses because that is a valid concern. And if we are holding up traffic and causing congestion, that's something that we want to refrain from doing. So, definitely valid concern, and I can pass that on up the line.
I've also had the occasion where the trooper is in the regular lane, not the passing lane, but the regular lane, but going at a speed that is, you know, just maybe at the speed limit or a hair under where most of the traffic is a few miles over, right or wrong. Well, you know, what's the rule of thumb there? I'm always hesitant to want to, you know, go with the flow, if you will, because obviously you might end up, at a mile and a half or, you know, two over the speed limit to get by him. But otherwise, as the caller said, you have this backup. What advice do you have for motorists there?
You know what? Typically, what we try to do is stick a little bit underneath the speed limit, you know, 5 miles an hour under. That way, it does give people the chance to kind of get around you to keep the traffic flowing. However, we don't want to be allowing people to exceed the speed limit. You know, if we're by chance out on the road, I'm traveling 75 down the interstate, I'm in the right lane, and people are passing me, going around me. Well, they're obviously speeding, so that's something that we need to be cautious of also. We don't want to encourage people to be even going slightly over the speed limit. You know, it doesn't happen. No, yes, it definitely happens, and we need to use officer discretion out there, but we try to go underneath the speed limit a little bit.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have a question for Officer Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol, Roger in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I commend you guys for the job you do, but the other day I had something happen to me that I thought was a little over-aggressive. Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, I was driving south on River Road, north of Bismarck. And there was a highway patrolman behind me, and I knew he was there. And I was driving a speed limit, and there was a couple of pheasants in the ditch around the shoulder. And so I slowed down to about 45 or so, and they walked down into the ditch. So I sped up again to the speed limit. And just as I got to them, one of them flew up and hit my front fender, flew over my car, and hit the highway patrolman on the windshield and cracked his windshield. And he pulled me over and gave me a ticket.
What was his rationale for the ticket, Roger?
For flipping him the bird.
My Lord.
Oh, that is great.
Sucked us in good, Roger.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you win big. Tom, Devil's Lake, you're next on What's on Your Mind. No gags, please. The real deal. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? You know, the reason that the troopers go ahead and slow down in the passing lane is so that they can go ahead and ticket people that are passing on the right. All right, I've seen in other states where they try. That's a little trick that they pull. And like your comment on that, officer.
Yeah, nope. I appreciate the phone call. I can assure you that is no trick that we were trying to pull because for one, it's not illegal to pass on the right, so we wouldn't be
on
able
a four lane road.
Yep, correct. We wouldn't even be able to pull you over for that.
Okay, well, I got another question if you got the time.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I'm a firearms enthusiast, okay, and how come it is that the Highway Patrol goes absolutely ballistic and they're about ready to call the SWAT team in any time they even sniff a gun? I'd like to know that. Not all of us are bad guys out there.
Nope, I definitely agree with that. You know, without knowing exact circumstances around a situation, you know, I can only assume that an officer by chance stops a vehicle if they sense that there's a gun in there or something. We need to take extra precautions because we don't know the any motorist from Adam.
Tom, you know, hang on, if you would. We'll get the rest of your answer, Sergeant Iverson, after the break. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs up Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio, get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's fall. That means it's time to put down the rake. I know it's hard. And head to Max Hardware for our annual fall sale. Get the proven protection of Carhartt. Spend $100 and get a $15 Max gift card. Laugh at cold mornings with our 12-foot booster cables priced at just $6.99. And a DeWalt ankle grinder? It's yours for $45.99. Stop in and see all of our fall specials. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Friday edition of What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon. Trooper Talk continues. We'll bank a call, so we're going to get rolling to your calls. I want to let Trooper Tom Iverson finish the answer on the question from Tom in Devil's Lake on what he says is an oversensitivity to motorists that might have guns. What's a good rule of thumb, Sergeant? Should you, if you have a concealed carry or have a weapon, should you let the officer know right away?
Yes, absolutely. Let the officer know that you do have a concealed weapon in the vehicle. Just kind of gives them a little bit of a heads up, and they can ask for your permit.
Is there a difference? Do you want to let them know that you're permitted for concealed carry as well?
Yes. Yep. I would say let them know that you have a permit, and everything should proceed as normal. Kind of to get back to the question, as officers, we need to use some discretion out there, too. You know, if somebody's dressed in orange, you can obviously tell they're hunting. Well, there's probably going to be a weapon in the vehicle. There's going to be a shotgun, rifle, whatever it may be. You know, we take a lot of different things into account when dealing with a person, and we need to be extra careful when we're approaching vehicles and where we are dealing with motorists that potentially could have a weapon on them. The scene is not, it's not a secure scene. It's, they could have a weapon, and we need to take the extra precaution to protect us and other motorists or other citizens out there on the road.
Tom, thanks for the phone call. Adam in Wilton, what's on your mind for Sergeant Tom Iverson with the North Dakota Highway Patrol?
Hi, I'm calling to wonder why yesterday I was hauling a load of soybeans off the field to an elevator, and I seen a highway patrol pulled over a vehicle in front of me. So I slowed down and slowly went around them. And then I looked in my rearview mirror, my mirror, and I seen he was pulling me over. So I stopped, and he came up and asked what my weight was. And I told him, and he wanted to see my overweight permit. And then he said, thank you, and went on the road and let me go. But he didn't ask for insurance or driver's license or my logbook or anything, but he just pulled me over. Is that legal? Like, does he have a right to just pull over any truck and come talk to you and then let you go? Doesn't he have to have suspicion to pull you over for something?
No, but with our officers that are commercial vehicle certified, they do have the authority to stop and check for permits and making sure that your load is secure, especially if you have an oversized load, an overweight load. It happens quite often where they're checking for permits. So it is a common procedure that they do stop these vehicles.
Adam, appreciate the call, and sort of dovetails on one we got from Bob, who says, I know the argument for safety. However, we are no longer a free nation. Checkpoints, stopping for seatbelts. Do we live in Russia? I no longer think of our police, sheriffs, and highway patrols. Our friends are out to get us with Gestapo-like tactics. And obviously that caller's talking about enforcement targeted specifically to weights. So just random enforcement there. How would you respond to Bob's email?
You know, commercial motor vehicles out there, we do have a lot of attention with that. We are, as our agency, we are tasked with keeping our roadways safe and protecting the infrastructure of our highways. Overweight vehicles cause a tremendous amount of damage on our roadways, and we need to protect them. And ultimately, it's costing taxpayers money to replace these roads and to go about business. So we need to make sure that we are actively looking for these overweight vehicles, and we try to do it in the most friendly manner as possible. I understand some people can get upset by it, but we need to make sure that we are protecting our roadways and the infrastructure.
What about the other focused enforcement, such as DUI checkpoints? When you're looking for the speed traps that we all know show up in certain areas, or different focused enforcement when they're doing the seatbelt, the click it or ticket campaigns. That's all public safety, right?
Yes, absolutely. There's a few different ways to approach those. Our alcohol with our checkpoints, DUI checkpoints, sobriety checkpoints, we are authorized to do those, and the Supreme Court has ruled that they are constitutional, that you can set up a predetermined location. There's a few checks that we need to make sure are in place as far as signage of the checkpoint ahead, and we can stop these vehicles and see if there's impaired driving going on. However, with the seatbelts, some of our increased seatbelt enforcement, that still falls under the same patrol that we always do. It's secondary enforcement, so we need to have reason to stop the vehicle for some other reason besides not wearing their seatbelt, unless, of course, they're under the age 18.
Back to the phones. Another city in North Dakota I've not been to, I'm ashamed to admit. Peck City, North Dakota, where Richard has a question for Sergeant Iverson. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes, I was wondering, what is the penalty if a hazmat truck blows through railroad tracks?
Oh, boy. I suppose, you know, I don't know exactly offhand what the fine would be. Without having my Sentry Code book in front of me, but I imagine that they need to stop at these at the railroad signs. I'm assuming offhand a $100 citation seems to sound right to me.
I've been told that the officer could pull the license right there from the driver, right there at the when he stops them.
Not exactly pulling the license. If it would be an out of service criteria. Then the driver could be placed out of service, but whether or not that one is an out of service criteria, I'm not sure offhand.
Thanks for the phone call. Richard, let's go to Don in Minot. Don, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I think I'm going to be a little bit different than the rest, I guess. The DUI checks, while some of you guys that think it's a big bother, maybe you need to go and be the first on the scene of a... You know, people being killed by a drunk. I wonder why all these DUI checks are out there. I'm all for them. I have no problems with the police at all, none. And I drive a truck. I've been doing it for over 30 years. Yeah, I've been pulled over. I've had tickets, you know. But if you treat them decent, they'll treat you decent, too. So all these guys and gals that keep bellyaching about how they're being mistreated by the police, I think it's a bunch of garbage myself. I think they're just looking for something to be angry about.
No, I definitely appreciate the support on that. And sobriety checkpoints are important. Something that a lot of people don't realize is that they're set up in a manner as to prevent drinking and driving from the first place, not to necessarily catch people drinking and driving. In fact, when we do sobriety checkpoints, my experience has been that we don't arrest a whole lot of drunk drivers in those. But what we can't measure is how many that night we prevented from drinking and driving, because we do publicize our upcoming sobriety checkpoints.
Don, thanks for the phone call. It's more of a deterrent, and you're trying to let people know that, hey, there's going to be some extra enforcement out there. It's a better opportunity, an option to get somebody else if you have a designated driver. Questions or comments for the trooper? It's What's On Your Mind.
During the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Minnesota kids get a fall break soon, so Mom, Dad, what are you going to do for the long weekend? Scott has an idea for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake Walker, Minnesota, with family fun for fall for the entire crew. It'll be a blast. Take advantage of the long weekend. Bring the family to Chase on the Lake. Have some fall fun and get a load of this deal. $360 gets you 3 nights in a classic 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo. Great deal. That's right, 3 nights, $360. $250 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room, and you can upgrade to Lakeview or Lakefront for just a couple extra bucks. And all the fall fun weekend activities include live entertainment in the 502 and Friday and Saturday night, bonfire and s'mores every night, movie night, pumpkin painting, kids Halloween costume contest, bingo prizes. I mean, they do the open bowling, the ice cream social. It's a blast. Even a fall color pontoon cruise. Sound like fun? ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deal, or give them a call at 1-888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and enjoy your weekend fall break at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Walling, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's a Trooper Talk Friday. We're chatting with the North Dakota Highway Patrol Sergeant Thomas Iverson, who's the Safety and Compliance Officer with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Your questions and comments on the rules of the road, welcome today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's a call that came in earlier during the break.
Yeah, this is JT. I have a commercial license. I drive a truck. And I was wondering why North Dakota, Minnesota border, the beat trucks, they don't get tickets for unsecured load. There's beats and mud all over the road. They don't have to fill out a logbook or carry a health card. Like a double standard thing, or how do you get on where you don't have to do any of that to carry a common DOT physical card or fill out a logbook, or you don't have to have a secure load on your truck? Thank you, bye.
Sergeant, that one from JT.
Well, you know what? They're not exempt. They do need to maintain the beats within the vehicle. So if they are coming out, they do need to maintain a proper load and can't let them be shifting around and losing their load on the road. That does create a safety concern for us. But as far as logbooks and medical cards and such, if they're at their home base and not an over the road hauler, they would probably be exempt from their logbook. So there's just different regulations, but as far as being sugar beets, they're not treated any differently.
Agriculture in general, there's a limited range, which you don't need the full spectrum of over the whole road hauling, and that's an agriculture thing that's a little bit different because we are an agriculture state. Jeff in Fargo, what's on your mind? Go ahead, Jeff.
Jeff, are you there? Why don't we put Jeff on hold. Aaron, we'll see if he is still there or just unavoidably detained. Maybe he's just got both hands on the wheel. 10-2, right? We like that. John in Carrington, you're next for Trooper Iverson. Go ahead.
All right. Two things. One thing is to explain the headlight rule as far as inclement weather. You see a lot of people that don't turn them on. They're like, I don't know if they're afraid they're going to break them or what, but the idea is for other people to see you, not to see where you're going. The second thing that I really wanted to mention was no passing zones. I go to work at Carrington or in Jamestown, so I got to drive 281 at north of Buchanan and constantly see or get passed in a no passing zone. They'll pull out right before you get to it, spend over half of that no passing zone going by you. sometimes even cresting a hill. And rule is, and I've talked to the other guys, they say, oh, if I pull out before I get to it, I'm okay. No, I don't agree with that. I don't think they could be on the left side at all.
You know what?
I looked at the driver ed manual, and there isn't enough mention in there to describe it and to explain that.
So you know what? I would agree with you.
Yep.
You do need to be within your proper lane, you know, before that no passing zone starts. And that is a concern of ours. In fact, I remember taking some phone calls from concerned citizens in certain areas of the state that portions of the roadway should be deemed no passing zone. And I, of course, forwarded that on to the DOT, and they have made the necessary changes. But it is something that we do come across quite often, and it is a huge safety concern in passing zones. And we need to remind motorists out there that we need to, it's no passing zone for a reason. It's not just a random stretch in the roadway. It's a dangerous area of the road, and we cannot have passing in that area. Our agency, we do have special efforts out there as far as our right of way violations and no passing zone efforts that we do pay special emphasis on certain times of the month or certain times of the year. So it is something that we are very well aware of, and it does deserve a lot of attention. As far as our headlights go, another safety concern, especially with the winter coming up, making sure that you get out there. It's your responsibility of the driver, the owner of that vehicle, to clean that snow off, wipe it off your front bumper there, your rear bumper, because it may cover up some of that light from your headlight. And making sure that dirt is off there. A lot of the trucks out there that are in the hauling phase now, maybe the beat trucks are, you know, hauling grain and such, making sure that those are free of dirt and any other debris.
And make sure you get your headlight fluid changed before we get into winter, right? Going back to Roger's earlier joke. Quick question on the passing. This caller brought up the passing lanes. We do have limited passing lanes, especially when you get on Highway 85 and out in the oil patch. My train of thought from a safety standpoint is get around that vehicle as quickly and safely as possible. If you're passing a vehicle, quite often on the interstate you run into somebody doing the speed limit, somebody doing maybe a mile an hour less, they're passing. You know, what's the rule of thumb as far, especially when we're dealing with a little different animal out in the oil patch, getting around a vehicle safely? I tend to speed up a little bit, and I'm probably speeding for a brief period of time, but to me, in my mind, it's safer to me to get around that vehicle and back into my lane and back into my proper speed than be lollygagging over in the other lane.
Yep, I definitely understand the question. You know, being in law enforcement, I need to be a little bit careful how I answer this, but it is understandable that you do need to kick up the speed to get around that vehicle. And will that put you over the speed limit? Well, it may, but I surely cannot be saying it is okay to exceed the speed limit, but I can say that that's another case where we need to use officer discretion. If we see somebody that's passing a vehicle, you know, maybe they have to exceed the speed limit by, you know, 5-10 miles per hour, I'm not sure. But we take that into account. Maybe we're meeting them on the roadway. We can take that into account and whether or not a traffic stop is going to be made. But there are some safety concerns involved with that, and I would just fall back on being cautious and having a little bit of patience out on the road. Maybe that vehicle will pull over within the next mile or two. We've had quite a few of our fatal crashes are people passing out on the road, so it is kind of a troublesome situation, and I can't say that we can allow people to exceed the speed limit, you know,
all right,
because there's no exception.
More calls waiting for our guest. Jim's next. Then we go to David Tioga, Jerome Bismarck, Tim Minot. So we got you all in queue here for your questions for our guest, Sergeant Thomas Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol at 800-228-0550. Also, Stephen Grafton with an off-air call. So let's get to here. Let's go next to Jim in North Dakota. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I've got a question about what the current status is of enforcing the law on people who are living and working here for longer than 14 days. They must license their private vehicles in North Dakota. I know the excuse has always been they don't have the manpower to enforce the law, but if that's the case, they should repeal the law. What is the current status of enforcing that law?
You know what? We do enforce it. However, it would be done on a separate violation taking place. You know, we pull somebody over for speeding. We see that they haven't registered their vehicle. We then at that point would take enforcement action. But it's not something that is looked at as a separate violation for stopping them. They would be stopped for some other reason, and then they do need to register the vehicle upon gainful employment. So something that we do still take enforcement action on, because it is important to register your vehicle in North Dakota.
Thanks for the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any questions or comments for the trooper, David and Tioga, what's on your mind today?
I guess I had a comment and kind of a question. North Dakota, you know, we were talking about the no passing zones. North Dakota is the only state I've ever been in that does not have the sign on the left side of the highway that, you know, the triangle sign that says no passing zone. I know in other states I can see that a mile away at night. And it's the only sign that's on the left side of the road. If I see a yellow sign a mile away on the left side, I know there's a no passing zone coming. There are none of those signs in North Dakota, and you're talking about head-on collisions and stuff. That might be why. Why don't they have those in North Dakota?
You know, that is a valid point. I'm not aware of the no passing zone. I know there are signs. But, you know, it would be something that could definitely be directed to the DOT as far as being responsible of establishing no passing zones and the placing of signs. We, for the most part, kind of rely on the double solid lines in the middle of the roadway.
You start passing with and not knowing there is a double line coming up. You can't see it at night.
Yep, I would agree. There's times where that line or that zone can kind of creep up on you. But definitely a valid point to bring up.
Thanks for the suggestion, David. Tim Minot, next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. One of my pet peeves, I guess, when I'm driving is fog lights that people use in conditions that don't warrant them. When you meet somebody, you're coming up on them, and they dim their headlights. But the amount of light coming off front of their vehicle really doesn't change because their fog lights are so bright. Is there some kind of limit for the brightness of those fog lights?
Well, there is a limit as far as the actual, I believe it's referred to as the candle power of the light. What that is offhand, I don't know without looking through the century code on it, but. For the most part, those lights are not going to exceed that brightness. It may be a nuisance, and may kind of blind you, but they are within the law, typically that they can drive with those on.
Yeah, the manufacturer ones maybe, but some of these add-on things that people put on, I think, are a little brighter than they should be.
Thanks for the phone call. And the biggest thing is make sure that they're aligned like your regular headlights are, too, for safety purposes.
Yes, absolutely. That is in the law, proper alignment of the lights, the beam.
And that should go to the fog lights as well. Let's go to Rod quickly in Bismarck. What's on your mind for the trooper?
Looks like Rod left us here. Let's go to Brian, Jamestown. Brian, your question?
Hey, good morning, guys. Not really a question. I was just going to make a comment. I was headed up Highway 1. Going up to Rogers off of 94, and I had a emergency medical or ambulance coming south. I was headed north. I pulled over for this ambulance. We're on two-lane highway, and there was an anhydrous ammonia truck in the northbound lane. He didn't even touch his brakes. Well, after I had stopped, I get going again, and I'm driving a 5-speed. I run through the gears, and I look down, and I notice I'm doing 73 and a 65. Here comes an HP in the southbound lane. He pulls me over. And
Hang on, Brian. We got to hear the rest of this story when we come back. We're up against a hard break. More after this, folks. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings and they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com. Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Degrees at this hour in Minot right now, heading for a high of 45. Some snow possible till noon. Some showers this afternoon. Fargo cloudy, 37, heading for a 48-degree high, and rain and snow mixed possible later today. Bismarck partly cloudy, 39 now, headed for a 45 degrees. Rain and snow mixed possible this afternoon. Dickinson cloudy, 36. It'll be about 46. Don't see any precip at all in the forecast, at least today in Dickinson. In Tioga, 36 and cloudy. Still some rain and snow, rather, chance of snow till about noon, but no precip after noon anyway. And what did I forget? I think I've got, you know, pretty much good check of the region there on the temps. So
dry is good. Dry for a while would be very good. If you have a question for the trooper, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're talking with Sergeant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol. Brian, finish your story. The suspense was killing us over the break.
Okay, so I pulled over for an ambulance. There's an anhydrous truck in front of me. Guy didn't even touch his brakes. I get rolling again, running through the gears, and I look down at my speedometer right when I'm about to crest the hill. I'm doing 73. guess who crashed the other side of the hill? HP. He caught me, had me dead to rights. I seen him turn around, so I pulled over. And the guy actually gave me a warning once I had explained to him what had happened and informed him about the anhydrous truck that didn't stop. And I wanted to check this guy's temperature to make sure he was okay. It's like, you guys never stop just to say hi, you know? I mean, his last name was Kostolucky, and if you're going to give anybody a raise, I think that guy should be at the top of the list. That's what I had to say. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate the call.
That goes into the latitude of the officers. You know, there are legitimate excuses out on the road for certain.
Yes, absolutely. Criteria. Not everything is black and white out there, and we need to, we realize that and take a lot of numerous factors into account.
Steve in Grafton phoned in this question during the break.
In regards to agricultural tank permits for trucking, have the interpretation rules changed on them yet? I understand that somebody in Washington was trying to change the interpretation so we wouldn't be ag exempt unless we were actually loaded. While we were empty, we would not be ag exempt and we would have to log it.
No, I'm not aware of any.
One comment.
Want to answer that one first? He's got another here. But go ahead and answer that one first if you want, Sergeant.
Yep, I'm not aware of any exemption for that. There's still the ag exemption.
All right, sounds good. Here's the rest here.
Another thing is as far as the comment about the gentleman with the firearm and stuff, it's general rule of thumb that when you get pulled over, you show your concealed weapons permit along with your driver's license at the same time and notify the officer if you have or do not have a firearm in the vehicle. It's just common practice, and it alleviates a lot of problems. As far as the overweight thing, it's not a big deal. I drive for a company. We've been well known to be real heavy in the past. It's just something we deal with every day. I'm permitted for 105.5 on a state road, and I try to keep it at that. If they want to stop me and check me, that's fine. I look for the complete DOT inspection because I get paid extra for each one I pass. Thanks a lot. Bye.
As far as the DOT inspection, that is a big part of what's going on, especially in Western North Dakota, and then the agriculture side of that as well. You know, we're in the harvest season, and there's that safety factor that needs to be there as well.
Yes, absolutely. It is something that we definitely are out on the lookout with our motor carrier units out there weighing up these trucks.
Mark in Jamestown, you had a question for the trooper.
My question is his thoughts on having combines and flossers going down the interstate. I know, like Minnesota, I don't think that's allowed. A lot of times there's frontage roads within a mile of the interstate, but yet these guys are going down the interstate. So what's your thoughts on that?
Oh, boy, that one, that's always an interesting one. As of right now, yes, they can drive down the interstate. Does it create a safety concern? It absolutely does. There are times where traffic gets backed up, maybe going across the bridge or something like that, across the Bismarck area here. It's a big concern.
Are they supposed to have a pilot vehicle with that in cases of interstate travel?
You know, I drive a truck, and I saw a guy pulling a swather. It had to be at least 16, 20 feet wide. In the morning, it was dark and it was foggy. Really had no reason to be out there with that swather on the interstate.
Yep, during inclement weather like that, they need to refrain from being out on the road like that. That is definitely a safety risk. And if you can provide a pilot car like that, whatever it may be, that also is very beneficial. But we are still an agricultural state, and the laws and rules on those have not changed through the years.
All right, thanks.
One last quick one. Bob Westhope, real quick with your question. We have less than a minute.
Okay, I got a question here. On the highway south of town here and over by Dunseith and Minot areas, they got a sign that says weather info, cell 511. Now, what number would a guy call to find out what the weather or whatever is on that sign?
The number that you would call? Is that what you're asking?
It's pound 511 and send, right?
Yep.
On your cell phone.
Yep, that's a number that you would call is 511.
Yeah, that's what it says on there. And I push 551 or 511 and
send, and I put pound, I put 701 and that on there, and
it's not working for you. Not working for you, huh, Bob? I would call your cell phone provider and try and find out why not, because that normally works universally. Sorry, we're out of time. Sergeant Iverson, thanks so much. We'll have you back. Really appreciate it. Take care.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
For Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon, that's a wrap for What's on Your Mind on a Friday, and we'll do the Trooper Talk regularly. Always enjoy your calls. Thanks, folks. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.